Phone Boy Speaks, episode 556, Slingshot. Slingshot is Facebook's answer to Snapchat. And Snapchat is a way of sharing videos and pictures with different people and having those disappear after a period of time or after they're viewed. And this is kind of the same concept, but it has a different user interface to it. And it also has different expectations in it. So first of all, in order to share something or to be able to look at something that somebody has shared with you, you yourself have to send them a picture or a very short video. And the interface for doing it is pretty straightforward. There's really not much to it. And so that's how you unlock the things that people share to you, is you share something back with them, and then you can look at what they shared and potentially react to it. And there's a slightly confusing way of reacting to it. I think you swipe up from the bottom or something. It's a very swipey interface, and it's not entirely, I don't know. I mean, I've forgotten how to do it and stuff. And there's really not much to the app, right? It's just, you share stuff with people and you can pull stuff from, I guess you can pull from your Facebook friends or your phone contacts. It wants your phone number, I guess, but it supposedly, I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things that it's kind of neat, I guess. I mean, I've had a couple of interesting interactions on it with people that I don't actually know because, well, you know, I mean, anybody I actually know wouldn't use this app. And I don't think even in normal circumstances, I could find a reason I would want to use this app, because I'm not the audience for this app. I don't think. I think I am very much not the audience for this app. And so as a result, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but maybe it makes sense to the teens and 20 somethings of the world. It does encourage sharing of moments, which okay, fine. Although it's annoying because if you just sent somebody something, then if they send you something, you have to send something back. And so it's kind of there should be, like a time limit or something where it lets you say, okay, you just shared something with them. Maybe you don't have to share something back immediately. It does kind of enforce a certain kind of sharing, or maybe even a little bit of oversharing, and it's okay. I mean, it's I don't think it's really an app for me, but it is Facebook's trying to experiment. This is one of their labs experiments, like a Facebook paper, which by the way I really like when I do fire up the Facebook and want to look at stuff. I actually use paper to do it. I don't, the Facebook app on my iOS device is just horrible, but paper is great. So this is, it is oddly compelling, I guess, but it's not, I just don't have anybody I really want to use it with other than, I've had a couple of exchanges with it, but it's just, I don't see it being something sticky for me. But I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe in 3 months I'll be articulating the joys of Slingshot, but just not seeing it right now. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.